Excellent. That always makes me happy. Did I burp at the top of that, or did you record after I burped?
No, you pre-burped.
Excellent. Because I'd like to think I don't start this week's
podcast.
Welcome
to the Unhinged Undercard.
Give us a review. What do people do?
Yeah, you're going to give us a review. No one's reviewed us in a long time. Oh. So, you know what?
Fucking you.
I'm off you.
You're dropped. Listeners. I had a lovely experience on the weekend. Did a gig and there was a lady on crutches because she had torn her meniscus. And
very specific.
Yeah. She was 7 weeks into it. She's 45. So when I said I was 45 on stage, she said to me afterwards, it's just so nice. It was, you know, I enjoyed everybody else, but I laughed so hard at you. She said, and I'm 7 weeks into this injury where every week now feels like it's 5 weeks. And she said, I've got to the stage where the depression's actually kicking my ass because I'm so fucking miserable with this fucking knee. That was interesting because as the show was, you know, they were seating people, I said to her, can I carry your wine down those stairs for you? Because the husband was at the bar buying extra drinks. I'm like, he can't carry more than that.
I thought you were going to say the husband was an arsehole.
No, he seemed like a good bloke. But, yeah, you know what it's like on crutches? You forget that you can't make a cup of tea and take it with you to the couch. You got to drink your fucking tea in the kitchen. Like, you just forget all those things. So I said, can I take that down for you? She was like, oh, thank you. She didn't know I was on the bill. She just thought I was someone being nice. And the promoter goes, oh, no, Jules, you don't have to do that. And I was like, I don't mind. Anyway, did the gig. It was a great gig. And she said afterwards, thank you so much. I just needed to laugh all that. Like, I just needed a proper fucking chuckle. And I was like, yeah, cool. So we were talking about injuries and stuff. Turns out she's a school teacher and she did it playing with the kids at school and just fell awkwardly backwards. She goes, it wasn't even a good injury. It was just a
that shit, isn't it?
Yeah, that one where you're like, oh, you poor bastard. Anyway, she
no good stories.
She said, yeah, because you want to be like, oh, it was bungee jumping with the fucking nude camp or something like that. And no. And so it was really lovely because they were super complimentary and, you know, thank you so much. You've changed our weekend. I feel so much better about stuff and, you know, catch you later. And they started walking up the hill to get to their car. I went back inside and then I saw them walking down the hill to come back and I was like, what? Where are they going? Like, what's... And it turns out they found the promoter to specifically find out how they could leave good reviews and pimp the business and pimp the night because...
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's lovely.
So one thing is saying that you enjoyed it and another thing is actually... And she's on crutches, like up a hill, back down a hill. Yeah. I'm like, fucking legend. That's great. So, yeah, he came back inside and went,
you're a people person, Julia.
I do my best.
You do. You're very good. You're very good.
Unless I don't like those people, in which case those people can go fuck themselves.
But they were very nice.
They were cool. And also I really felt for a crutches suck.
Yeah.
Did you do your Achilles calf? You did your calf a while ago.
I used to do calves and hammies quite a bit, but I don't anymore because they're fucking solid, mate. They're bloody solid.
But did you just strain them or did you like?
Strain them. Tore. Both hammies.
Sorry.
Done quads.
Oh, fuck off. That's got to hurt. Oh, my hands actually just tightened up then without any.
Quad was like getting stabbed with rusty scissors.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck. I had it for years too.
How do you make that heal?
Not do anything, which I would go back to sport too
then,
soon.
Tunk. That's all it takes.
Straight away.
That's what I said to this.
As soon as you feel, you're like,
I said to this lady that the biggest.
The pain is so bad.
I said the biggest danger you can do, because I've done hip flexor and ACL of the same leg and I'm not a fan of either of those. When I did the hip flexor, I knew straight away, just that's what that was. ACL, I was like, no, it'll be fine. It was just a strained knee, knowing full well that I had heard a big click. No, it'll be fine. But I said to this lady, look, the biggest danger is like the first 5 weeks, just everything hurts so much, you're like not doing anything. But when you start to heal, the biggest danger is you're like, I forget, I'm fine now, and you step off on it, and then you just you set yourself back.
Yeah.
I think I'm the one who fucks myself up.
I don't want to get injured.
No, you won't get injured. You're strong as fuck, mate. I was just saying that before. You're the fittest 54-year-old I know.
Thank you.
I am.
We've just started a gym weights program, actually.
Oh, cool. But I love weights.
We're on a six-week program.
Nice.
Hypertrophy. Going to be muscular.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. It makes me laugh.
A science, bit of a science to it.
Really? In terms of when you rest or in terms of how much you lift or what's the science?
Yeah, you lift. Yeah. Each week you lift more or then you bring it back.
Oh.
Percentages, yeah.
I'm interested in that. Because I love being strong. Like I make no bones about it. I enjoy it and I worry for the time where I'm not strong anymore. I worry for the time where I've got to watch my mouth because I'm
not. Are you strong now? Because you don't like talking about how weak you are sometimes with your little pissy deadlifts.
You're a fuck.
I've never found out what that weighed.
Yeah. Oh, that's so I'm like, how does he know? Oh my God, I told you that story, yeah. Or I wouldn't be on camera lifting fucking, oh, that upset me.
It's a funny little couple of little plates on the end of your urban barbell.
What colour are they there, champion? What are they, tiger?
Fuck, some people lift big at the gym though, like mental.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to be sensible for my age and sensible for my frame, but I also want to be strong as fuck.
Mm.
It always makes me laugh when you hear dudes go, well, I don't like really muscular women. And I go, do you reckon the women who are really muscular give a fuck like what you think?
Yeah. Like, what a great statement that
is. Here's newsflash for you. Yeah. Chicks don't sit at home going, I wonder if that guy likes my body frame. Fuck yourself.
I like muscular women.
I like being strong. And I figure not everyone's for everyone else. If you don't like how I look when I'm muscular, go somewhere else.
It's like people go on about and we get a lot of male friends bagging out female politicians lately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's all right.
Yeah.
Nah, she's fucked. Because she's a strong woman.
Yeah, because she's a chick with something to say. Yeah. The other one that makes me laugh is, like, I've been watching a lot of MasterChef and, like, that Asian judge is talking to that Asian contestant a lot. You see that online? And I go, what about when the middle-aged white guy went over and talked to the other middle-aged white guy? Did you even fucking notice that? Yeah. Like, it's just like that to me is...
People see what they want to see, don't they?
Absolutely. And they'll be offended about what they want to be offended about. But the idea of, like, oh, she's too – look at the muscles on her. God, I may as well be rooting a bloke. Yeah, well, she's not going to root you, mate. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
I just have to unfollow everyone.
Oh, do you? Just out of the world. Just unsubscribe.
Some of their politics, I just think, you're not a nice person.
A friend of ours is trolling Donald Trump so fucking hard, like so offensively hard that it's become my new sport.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning, I go, oh, Al Del Benning, big shout out to you. I go, I've named him because it's impressive. I go, what's Al got to say about Trump today? And he is going after him, offensively so. It's wonderful. I just can't believe he hasn't been blocked yet because I've got plenty of my mates have been blocked by Trump.
Trump, really?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most of my trans friends have been blocked by Trump.
Oh, right.
No one is shocked. But they're not even offensive in the way they address him. They just go, can you please, you know, expand on your point on this, block. Whereas Al's like all up in there calling him a whole bunch of names.
I got called a knob on Facebook the other day.
Who bought
block.
Who called you a knob? I go find them and bash them?
Some bloke just found an old video and went, knob.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember on one of my YouTube videos someone called me and it wasn't even – like, this bit's stupid or this bit's ridiculous or she's stupid or something like that. And I went, yeah, rightio. And then one of our mutual mates is like, fuck you, mate. Like, went into defence and I was like, yeah, boys. Yeah. Fuck, that made me laugh.
Yeah, I've stuck it up for friends on Facebook.
Because
I don't want to get involved.
I was at the park the other day kicking a footy around, as you do.
You say, on the swings.
I wish. I wanted to get on the swings this morning.
When was the last time you were asked fit into a swing?
That was the exact conversation.
You're too big, don't you? Like,
when little potato goes, Arnie potato, get on the swing. And I went, I don't think my ass is going to fit in that. My mate
Farley stand on it.
Goes, yeah, you'll be right. And I was about to see if my ass, in fact, would fit in it. Because that's an embarrassing moment when you're in and then you can't get out. You don't want to do that. So I was looking at it, I was weighing it up.
You have to wear it home.
Where's the bolt cutters? Just cut this fucking thing off.
Bob's like, you got a new pair of pants, Julia. Yes, Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
It's got stuck in the swing again.
Fucking how many times we talked about that. But I was just weighing it up and this little kid goes, can I have a turn? I'm like, you can absolutely have a turn. But I was at the footy at the park the other day kicking a footy around with my 14-year-old niece, bless her.
And what does she call you? Arnie Potato Head?
just Arnie Julia. Just straight
out. What's the other one call you?
Arnie Potato.
No, the other one, the lady, the dog from last week.
The dog from
the little
last
girl.
Week. Oh, Julia Buttface.
Julia Buttface. Because your dog's name's Buttface.
He's Teddy Buttface.
Teddy Buttface. It makes sense. You must be Julia Buttface.
I still think that's hilarious.
It is very funny. Funny to get out about and get some nicknames.
Oh, I think you've got nicknames.
Kids run from me.
People just aren't brave enough to say them to your face.
Cockheads.
Well, I was kicking the footy around with my niece and she's going to be a gun AFL player, man. She can pull balls. Like, just I was putting bombs directly on her and then I was putting them just over her head and she was ripping them out of the sky. Right, I was impressed.
That's great.
And that was with a rugby league ball. I can't wait to see what she does with an actual AFL ball. That's if I can, in fact, kick one, because I've never kicked an AFL ball.
They're small.
Yeah, and I imagine.
You can eat them.
Well, if anyone's gonna, it'll be me.
Bit of gravy, bit of sauce.
But we were like Northern Beaches, whitest of white, you know, posh area, and there's kids running around on their very expensive bikes, and there's kids kicking very expensive soccer balls, and there's kids over on the playground. And then this one group of young blokes who were maybe 10 saw their friends on the cricket pitch building mud pies, and just one group saw the other group, and they're like, oh, there's Jason. Oh, I think that's Clarence. Oh, and they just, you see this, yeah, the boys. And I started to laugh so hard because I was like, where the fuck did that come from? Yeah, the boys.
I'm boys.
Like, where would you have heard that?
So the girls go, yeah, the girls.
I don't think that, I fucking hope it doesn't take off too, but I'm like, where did you hear yeah, the boys?
Sounds very,
Yeah, come on, get out of this sentence.
It's very, I don't know.
Yeah, look at you. You pull back on that one. It sounds like they should be driving Hyundai XLs that go.
None of them sound good, do they?
Out the window. You the boys.
You the boys.
It always makes me laugh, when, especially when you hear like rugby league players interviewed after a game. Oh, yeah, well, the boys did like, you know, game of two halves, and just that sound bite. I'm not actually saying anything. I'm just saying all the words that rugby league players say. And you go,
so dumb.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I was watching the Panthers yesterday.
Because you're a Panthers supporter.
Yes. We're leading the comp now. First time we've led the comp since 2003.
Fuck. Congratulations. Who'd you beat? Oh, Parramatta. Nice
one. No, Cowboys.
Oh, really?
Cowboys.
No, I mean, who was on the top of the ladder?
Yeah, Parramatta.
Nice. Well done.
And the last time we led the comp on our own, we won the comp.
Oh.
Eh? Coming from a bloke that really doesn't support it very much these days. But
I'm a tiger. I'm a tiger with your sister.
Yeah.
Your sister's got good taste.
So what was I going to say?
You're watching the Panthers?
Oh, yeah, I was watching it at the end of the game, and then this dickhead Penrith player just went up to the trainer and just dacked him. Like, what a fuckhead.
On TV.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just fucking, like.
That is so juvenile.
So stupid, aren't they? Like, he'd be in the office this morning going, well, you can't do that. What if he had no pants on?
Yeah, mate.
His cock would have been on TV.
Mate,
and it was cold.
It's a conversation we shouldn't have to have with a grown professional sportsman. Don't dack your coach on TV.
Don't dack your coach.
Oh, fuck, what a phrase to have to say. I was watching MotoGP last night. It's the first one back. And a Frenchman won, first Frenchman in 21 years, I think, to be on the podium. And so, and he is 21, so there's this lovely synchronicity. And so they interview them immediately afterwards. Now, there's no crowd at MotoGP, and everyone has to wear a mask. And my understanding is that garages aren't allowed to associate with other garages, so just in case something does kick off, you keep it within your own little team.
Right.
But this Frenchman won, and he was being interviewed. So the race finishes, all the bikes go onto the they have to be scrutinised, sorry. And then they interview the third place guy, and then they interview the second place guy, interview the first place guy, then they go up and they get their trophies, right? First place guy, they're like, how does it feel to be the first Frenchman to win a MotoGP in 21 years? And the guy goes, fucking hell. And I just went, that's your first. This is his first MotoGP race. It's the first time he's been on the podium, and he comes out with fucking hell. It's the first thing he has to say. I almost fell off the couch. Well done, that kid. I can't even think of his name.
Couch?
I was. Of course I was. It was late at night. I'm a big liar on the coucherer. Although sometimes, and by sometimes I mean most nights, the dog comes in and stares at me like, that's my fucking couch.
Really?
Yeah. In which case I tell him to piss off, because guess who pays the bills there, teddy bear?
He's a dog too.
Fucking this guy.
He's a fucking dog too.
You're a dog.
I like dogs, but they're everywhere now, aren't they? People take them everywhere.
Yeah.
I think it's too much. Or is that just me being a nasty old prick?
No, I don't want.
They're everywhere. You trip over them.
Like if I go to a cafe and it's a dog-friendly cafe, fine.
Yeah.
But if I go to a regular cafe, I don't expect to be stepping over dogs or hearing their dog fight immediately under my feet.
Yeah.
But I also think it should be the same with kids. I think they should be kids' cafes, and unless it's specifically a kids' cafe, I don't want your kid.
Is there such thing as a kids' cafe though?
Oh, fuck yeah. They serve baby chinos. There's little playgrounds and shit there. Yeah. But if I'm in a grown-up's cafe and there's some kid throwing a fucking tantrum two tables over, can you take it outside, please?
Take it outside and ring it out.
Or do whatever you need to do. And
Do what parents do.
Yeah, that. Maybe that's why I haven't noticed them before, because previously parents dealt with it. I've been in cafes, so it must have happened before. I've been in cafes where I've seen new mothers, like, food's arrived and the kid's grumbly, and you can see the woman's like trying to sort of settle the kid down, and her food's getting cold. And I've gone over and gone, "Do you want me to hold that for you while you eat your food?"
That thing for you.
I don't say thing, but that, because I don't want to assume it's gender. And I thought that it would be a weird thing to offer. And I've only started doing it since my mates have started having kids. I didn't do it when I was younger. It surprises me how no one ever goes, "Oh, no, it's fine." They just go, "Fucking here," just right. Palm the child. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. They just go, "I don't give a shit. I don't even care if you're stealing it. Just I'm hungry." Well, that's my assumption. If someone walks over and goes, "Do you want me to hold that baby for you while you eat?" As they run down the street with the baby.
They're going to catch you, though, because you're going to be slow.
Because you got baby weighing you down.
Yeah. I don't like the dog thing, like, because I run a bit and I'll run past a cafe and the dog, everyone eats outside now, and the dog will be, surging. The lead will be across the path.
Yeah.
And then they'll do that. "Oh, sorry."
Yeah, so you told me about this a while ago, that it shitted you when you were jogging and people had their dog at a distance between them and you, and you've got to get around the lead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now I bring Ted quite close to me when we're out and they're jogging, but now he looks like an aggressive dog because as soon as I see a runner, I go, "Come here, Ted, come here." And then I feel like I have to explain it. I'm like, "He's not aggressive. He just doesn't know how to walk around people."
I think the walking, running track, even if you're walking and someone.
20 minutes in.
We need to Google that. Why does my microphone? It just happened again.
Looping happened again.
Looping.
Just as you said, the walking
just
running
track. Delay. No, it's just delay. I don't know why delay kicks in.
Walking, running track.
Walking, running track. Just like even if you've got a dog and it's like the track's, 2 meters wide and the dog is the other side of the track.
Yeah.
No one's getting around you.
Yeah.
"Oh, sorry." Or and then if you go, "Excuse me," and they're like, you get the filthy look, like, you'll be able to throw them in the river.
Yeah, I'm a big one of, like, I should be allowed to throw a rock at the back of your head if you're if you're cycling past and you don't ding your little fucking dinger. But you do. I mean, I live just near a cycle and walking track, and you can get up to like a good 40, 45 k's on that downward slope there. If you don't let me know you're coming, I should be allowed to throw something at the back of your head if you like almost run me over.
Mm.
Because there's heaps of like elderly people and kids and stuff use that track. I'm like, well, I will clean you up, but you could kill one of those people. You know, no one's running into the back of me and going, "Oh, I thought you'd move." Like, people go, "Oh, she looks pretty substantial." I'll go around her.
Substantial, that's a postcode.
I was walking down the street the other day, and you know how there's that generally accepted, you stay to the left side, people walking the other way, they stay to their left side.
They don't know that, do they?
Yeah, but I live in an area that has lots of tourists, and I go, you drive on the other side of the road, so you might not understand. But as I was walking towards this group of people who were just completely across the footpath, I made eye contact with the guy that was going to walk into me, and he just moved behind his friends, and a little part of me went, "Still got it."
Because you do the thing with the... If people are walking towards you with the phone, don't you yell at them?
Yep.
Move.
Yep. Eyes up.
Eyes up. Get off your phone.
Look where you're going or go where you're looking.
Get off your phone.
That was my grandfather's thing. Look where you're going or go where you're looking. Makes sense to me. You're looking in your phone, go on your fucking phone, mate.
Fucking.
Aussie, go on your fucking phone. Hey, did I ever tell you about when I had this conversation during the week, which is why I bring it up. Did I tell you about when my friend had passed away, which was very sad? I was her enduring guardian, and then I was the executor of her will. I was one of the executors of her will, and she wanted to be cremated. Mm. She wanted her ashes spread at a headland viewing point of a national park.
We're just about to spread Dad.
Are you?
In Mudgee.
Wow. Where are you going to go in Mudgee? Just somewhere? Like, did he have a favourite place?
Yeah, I think it was a... He stayed there quite a bit with my cousin.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice thing to do.
He liked the country.
So you're going to make the trek up there?
I'm going to put him in a football and just drop kick him over the post.
That would be awesome. Oval. That would be awesome. Fucking go, Dad.
And he'd go, "Fucking, you missed. You goat."
My dad, when we're watching the footy and someone misses from like right out the front of the sticks, Dad's would be like, "You could knock that over with your old fella." And I go, "Dad, no one needs to hear you talk about old fellas. Jesus Christ."
Couldn't kick the skin off a pudding.
That. I love those old sayings. But my mate wanted to be spread at this outlook, right? And she had said, you know, don't let my family railroad you. They might want to try and change. And there was members of her family I got along really well with. They just happened to be the other executors. So between the two of us, we were making sure this was going to happen. But her cat had passed away maybe a year before she had passed away.
You're going to say the cat piped up and went, hey.
Oh, we can't. Hey, that's what's going on.
This is – I'm railroading you for this. So this is bullshit.
She asked me to spread both her and her cat's ashes at this viewpoint. And we get there and the other executor goes, okay, so here's Anne's ashes, my friend, who I miss dearly. She's been in quite a loss for me. Here's her ashes and here's the cat's ashes. And I'm like, what are you giving them to me for? And she goes, I'm not fucking touching him. I'm like, why do I have to touch him? She goes, you're just the kind of person who can touch him.
You can handle.
So I had to, didn't have a screwdriver because I needed a screwdriver to open the cat's ashes. So now I've got a MacGyver one out of my keys to open the canister that holds the cat.
I can't believe you haven't got a multi-tool on your body somewhere.
I should have. Yeah. I look like someone who should have a fucking...
On your belt.
Yeah. And a flint if we ever get lost on a desert island. Here's a steel and here's a pin. So I've had to get the cat's ashes, open the canister that holds my mate, pour the cat's ashes into that other canister, put the lid, shake it around like a little fucking dead beings cocktails, mix it all up. Yes, like a human cat Nutribullet shaker. Mix it all up and then take it out to this fucking edge of this viewpoint on the edge of a cliff. And as my brain's like, there's going to be an updraft.
Yeah,
you're going to end
play
up.
For you. It's like kicking a goal from the side, sort of throw the grass.
Yeah, lick your finger. Which way is the wind coming? Yeah. And so I
want to look at the flags on top of the post.
I spread these ashes in a very respectful way where I didn't get any on me, and there was two family members that I fucking didn't like the whole time we'd been friends, and they were even bigger dicks when she passed away. So I just gave a little bit of a flick as the upshot of the wind came and coated them in my friend and her cat's ashes, and I still chuckle about that.
That's great.
Over a year ago.
It's a beautiful close. Yeah. Closer.
Nice. There you go. Get your fucking ashes cocktail into you.
Bit of ash. Fucking ash.
Ash. Are you a cremated or a buried?
Cremated.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Burial. I don't think I've ever been to a burial.
Oh, I have. Not fun. I went to one where they didn't dig the coffin width wide enough.
Really?
Yep.
Well, he got sacked.
Oh, fuck, I laughed. Just a gentle little foot on the edge of the coffin to just wedge it in.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Did they really?
I was...
Jeez, he'd be spewing if the lid popped open.
Fuck, I was just going, this could not get any better. This is amazing. Like, they went to lower it and it was like... And then the dude reading out the...
How long ago was it?
Oh, maybe 3-4 years ago.
Because they fucking dig them by backhoe now, don't they?
It was one of my elders from my dementia job. I went to their funeral and it just wouldn't... Because the elder was tiny, like they were a tiny little person, but coffins are fucking huge.
Big box.
Fuck, it made me laugh.
Big box Betty.
That's what they call me. Please name this podcast Big Box Betty, please.
Big Box Betty.
Please. For the love of God, call it Big Box Betty. Bow, 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 bow. Big Box Betty, but bow. Oh, I'm in an epic game of earworming with friends of mine. We ring each other every day and just earworm the fuck out of each other. It's great. Have you got one for me? Can I earworm them on the way home?
Earworm?
Yeah. What's a really annoying song to you? So just then I went bow, 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 bow. So in my head now I have white lines in my head. So that'll be in my head for the rest of the day.
Fitpom's favourite song.
Really?
She's got a dance to it.
Oh, that's cute.
It's very funny.
Does she have clothes on?
Yeah, like, if you get some drinks into her, if we go out for a drink, get them to put that song on because she'll get up and do it.
I can't wait. I feel like she's going to listen to this and she's going to be on to me.
She thinks everything that happened in England happened in Australia, and I'm like, there was a dance there apparently.
Really? Oh, it's such a good song. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's funny.
I told you about being at Melbourne Comedy Festival and being up in the Hi-Fi Bar and being up in the performers section, which looks down onto the dance floor, and Tina Turner's Natbush City Limits came on, and all the everybody ran onto the dance floor to do the fucking the Natbush, and all the Pommy comics looked at me and went, what the fuck is happening?
What's going on?
And they looking at me like, is this okay? Is this some kind of like, is this a fire drill? Like, what's going? Big eyes, what's happening? And I'm like, it's the Nutbush. And they went, yeah, what's going on? Turns out.
Yeah, it's Australians.
Nutbush dance. Didn't happen anywhere else. Just us.
Just
I'm like, wow, we had to do it at PE.
Yeah. The white lines dance.
Oh.
It's funny. It's kind of funny.
Is it?
It's very, because it's a very funky black song.
It's a great
song. And it's danced by these white people.
I used to love that when I was a bouncer, standing on the podium at the dance floor waiting for fights to break up, watching people who shouldn't be dancing dance. I used to fucking love it. And it's always part of like some kind of mating ritual where you get dudes and you know, like you're a gun.
I'm only dancing so I can get into your knickers.
That's exactly it. I'm a gun on the footy field, but I'm a shit dancer and I just want to go over and go, can I explain 2-4 timing to you? Can I do just like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 or 1E and a 2E and a, like, nah, nothing. Just dancing like donk, donk, donk. Like it's how I imagine, I don't know, cavemen would dance, but I imagine they had better timing. Fuck, it used to make me laugh. And just to see different dudes. And when you think of what women have had to put up with over the years of like guys sleazing up behind them and trying to dance on them, and you're like, A, can't even. You can't even dance properly. And B, no one needs you to be that close while you're trying to shimmy up behind the girl in the red dress, you fucking perv.
I don't mind a dance now.
Oh, really?
I don't mind it. Get wish out there I could dance.
Get out there on the dance floor. You guys.
We did dancing for a while, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you fucking nailed the Frank Turner dance.
Oh, yeah, that was all right. We did the, what were you doing? Wasn't rock and roll, it was the other one, Jive or something.
No, look at it's you. Quite hard. You got a face like Jive.
It's quite hard.
Nice. I've always wanted to learn.
I spit the dummy all that. That would have been the last time I spit the dummy. I can't do it.
Really? I'd love to learn how to do like a tango or a waltz or something like that because I just don't. You know, you see people at weddings and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Because you get and you dance in the circle, so you got to dance with everyone.
Oh, wow.
Some women aren't very nice. They're like, get to you and they're like,
maybe that's what's holding me back getting married because I don't know how to waltz.
She can waltz. The fit bomb can waltz.
Oh, there you go. Nothing holding you back.
She's great. Very good.
I was at the park the other day and
you go to the park a lot.
I go to the park every fucking day.
What for?
Walk my dog every day.
Walk your dog every day.
And during COVID, there was no other places to go. You want to get some.
Where's the park? Like the cemetery?
Just at the end of my street, like the dead end across, straight across the road. Part of the walking track.
Good chat.
Yeah, good chat.
Good talk.
But I was at the park the other day and one of the things that's kind of pissed off the dog owners, there's only a couple of off-leash dog parks in my area. And when COVID happened, all the personal trainers took their training to parks and they'd be like, okay, fine, you're allowed to be here, but you're not allowed to whinge about the dogs being off their lead because it's an off-the-fucking-lead dog walking park, you fuckheads. So there's this one couple, and the chick's really cool. The chick who gets the personal training lesson, she loves all of the dogs. She knows all of their names now. But the other day she was walking off and I said, fuck, you know, you're better than me because it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. It was freezing cold and she's like just proper sweat. And she goes, oh, you know what it's like. And I'm like, huh? She goes, well, if I don't come, then my husband doesn't come. You know what it's like. And I just went, I don't. I don't know what it's like.
What does she mean?
I don't know. It perplexed me for the rest of the day. I'm like, does she know that my future husband, does she know I like guys that are a bit chunky? Like, does she know something about me that I don't? Or does she assume that the guy that I walk my dog with is my husband? Because it would be weird that she's seen us arriving. Like, I walk to the park and he arrives in a car. And we talk for 10 minutes each day and then we say goodbye. Like, that would be a weird marriage.
Just that'd be a good marriage.
Yeah, maybe I could make that one work. I don't know what she meant. You know what it's like. And it wasn't
like.
You
know what it's like.
But it wasn't like, you know what it's like. It was like you. It was pointed.
You know what it's like.
I'm like, how do you know that my future husband's a chunker? How do you know that?
Yeah, he's going to be a chunker.
Oh, for sure.
Chunker.
I can't deal with skinny people. Can't deal with it. I'm not good. I remember feeling.
Throw him around the room.
Yeah, that's fucking. I'm breaking that poor bloke in 9 places. I remember.
9 places.
Yeah, 9. It's very exact. I remember feeling hip bones one time whilst at the act and just going, oh no, thank you. No, no, this is not for me. I'm not meant to feel hip bones and fucking ribs on me. Go eat something.
Beer guts and cocks.
Thank you very much. Oh, now what are you going to call the episode? Beer guts and cocks or Big Box Betty?
I think we should close it out with beer guts and cocks.
Beer guts and cocks.
Hip bones.
Ugh.
Hip bones McGee.
No, I don't like them.
Hip bones McGee and Big Box Betty.
Oh, every time I fuck a skinny guy, I'm like, you're all elbows and fucking knees, mate. Go eat a burger.
Where are the knees going?
Knees go.
Where do they go? Meniscus.
That's a weird recall. Meniscus. ACL. MCL.
Give us a rating.
Give us a subscribe.
We've put in a lot of effort for these podcasts.
By we, you mean you. I just drove in traffic. I didn't have to do anything.
Julie just comes for me to lose my shit.
It's pretty good, though. As a spectator sport, it's a good one.
Hip Bones McGee.
Hip Bones McGee.
It's goodbye from Hip Bones McGee.
And it's goodbye from Fatty Bumbalada. I don't know what
Big
I am.
Big Box Betty.
Big Box Betty. Peace out.